Yesterday, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals turned down Timothy McVeigh's request for a stay of execution. In the wake of his second legal defeat in as many days, McVeigh abandoned his remaining legal appeals. He said through his lawyers that he would prepare to die. The convicted bomber, who killed 168 people and maimed hundreds more, will be executed at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, Monday morning. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
In the aftermath of Judge Richard Mache's unequivocal ruling denying Timothy McVeigh a stay of execution, yesterday's decision by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals was almost anticlimactic. To no one's surprise, Mache's court agreed with its former Chief Justice. McVeigh's claims had no merit, and it was time for him to die. Defense lawyer Robert Nye said that after that, it took McVeigh only minutes to decide that he wanted no more of America's legal system.
Mr. McVeigh does not want to proceed any further in legal actions in order to try to stop his execution.
With that announcement, Timothy McVeigh ended his bloody fight with the federal government. Trained by that same government into one of its best soldiers of war, McVeigh used his expertise to exact an appalling toll, the worst terrorist act in U.S. history. But the American legal system is far from powerless, and in 4 days, Timothy McVeigh will be paid back in kind.
He had prepared himself to die prior to the initial execution date of May 16th, and he now, again, wants to make the final preparations necessary to be ready to die on Monday.
Last month, when the FBI announced it had failed to turn over more than 4,000 pages of bombing evidence, Timothy McVeigh's lawyers seized the opportunity to save their client's life. For a while, it seemed they had a chance. It was the FBI's mistake, after all. Shouldn't they be given the opportunity to investigate further? But Judge Richard Mache, who'd sat through months of testimony and exhibits, had no doubt about the justice of the jury's verdict and their sentence of death. Nye conceded that the defeat may have been harder for McVeigh's lawyers than for their client.
I think his demeanor was extremely calm. I think that his resolve was clear. He takes this much more in stride than probably his lawyers do.
The convicted bomber could have appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but with his time running out, Timothy McVeigh decided to turn his attention to more pressing matters.
If you continue to pursue your legal options with only that much time left, you have placed additional turmoil into final hours that perhaps you can use to try to create some peace.
Monday morning at 7 a.m., the Oklahoma City bombing death toll will increase by one. This time, the victim will not be so innocent. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.